Natalie Grant singing with power and conviction. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. We're taking a look at what's happening with Elisha when the king of Aram sent his army to deal with Elisha for revealing their military strategies. Verse 15. When the servant of the man of God, the servant of the man of God, of course, the man of God being Elisha, Elisha's servant. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. And he wasn't addressing God when he said, my Lord. He was addressing his mentor, his human master, his human boss. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, oh, Lord, now he is praying to God. Open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes. And of course, we know that Elisha wasn't asking God to open his servant's physical eyes. His physical eyes were already open. That's how he knew that the city had been surrounded by that army. He saw the army with his physical eyes. So why did Elisha ask God to open his eyes? He was asking God to open the spiritual eyes, the eyes of his servant's spirit, so that his servant could see with the eyes of his spirit what he could not see with the eyes of his physical body. He wanted his servant to see their protection, but his servant was going to have to see it with his spiritual eyes because he could not see this with his physical eyes. So Elisha prayed and asked the Lord to open his eyes. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Isn't that interesting? I want you to notice this contrast. The army of the enemy surrounded the city. The army of the Lord surrounded Elisha. Yeah, the army of the Lord was not there really for the city and everyone in it. They knew that the king of Aram had sent his army for Elisha. Now, even if they did end up protecting the rest of the people of the city, the rest of the people of the city were not the primary focus of these who were with the chariots of fire that Elisha's servant could not see with his physical eyes, but that Elisha had already seen with his spiritual eyes. Then asking the Lord to open the eyes of his servant so that with his spiritual eyes, the servant could see who was there to protect Elisha. Verse 18. As the enemy came down toward him. Notice now, as the enemy came down toward him. They were there for Elisha. And those on the horses and with the chariots of fire. Notice now, the army from Aram was there with horses and chariots. Those who were there to protect Elisha were there with horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord. The Bible doesn't indicate or even suggest that he began to shake even then, as he saw this huge army with horses and chariots coming towards him. The Bible doesn't even indicate that he started shaking in his boots. He just did what he did. He prayed to the Lord. And listen to this specific prayer that he prayed to the Lord. Strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. Kind of hard to fight who you can't see. Kind of hard to capture who you can't see. All of them struck with blindness. Verse 19, Elisha told them, "This is not the road, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for." And he led them to Samaria. Remember, Samaria is where the king of Israel was living. That's where his home was. He led them to Samaria. After they entered the city, Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see." Then the Lord opened their eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, again, when God has already determined that he is going to provide protection for us, there is nothing too hard for him. Whatever is needed to protect us, even when it means protecting one man and possibly his one servant from an army, God has the power to protect that servant and that servant's servant from an army. The Lord opened their eyes and they looked. What a relationship. What a relationship. The prophet of God, the servant of God, asking God to strike them with blindness. God did it. The servant of God, close to God, asking God to open their eyes when he knew it was time. And God opened their eyes. What an awesome relationship.